It is 26 minutes past 11. Very good evening to you. Now, what happens to your online photos, messages and posts on Facebook? Sorry to be a bit grim here, but when you die? Well, according to a YouGov survey, many of us aren't that sure, me included. It suggests a quarter of us don't know. A fifth think our family will inherit control of it. My gosh, my mum loose on my Twitter and Instagram. And a third think it becomes the property of the social network. This has been a problem for Louise Palmer from the West Midlands. Her daughter, Becky, died from a brain tumour in 2010. She continued to log into her account, but then Facebook locked it, saying it had been memorialised and that changes could no longer be made to the profile. Louise has told us how important her daughter's social media account was.
When you've lost a child, you become very, very fearful that other people are going to forget them. In the early weeks and months, you get lots and lots of support, but eventually people start to drift away. So to be able to go on there and read not only what people have put on her wall, but private messages that people had sent as well, it was reassuring me that she wasn't going to be forgotten.
The YouGov research was commissioned by law firm Michon Doria. Mark Keenan is a partner there.
It's a legal minefield. It's the new frontier. People are just not reading the terms and conditions, and what we're seeing is a real increase in disputes between competing family members and the service providers.
Let's speak now to the social media consultant John Popham. John, good evening, my friend.
Good evening.
Can you help explain what happens to your Facebook account when you, well, cast off the mortal coil?
I think it's, as you've already said, it's a bit of a grey area, this. You actually need to do something actively yourself. I mean, because probably, even though it is a legal grey area, probably most of the content that's on the social networks actually belongs to the network rather than yourself, if they provided the space and you've uploaded your content to it. So most of the networks will have a process in place where you can, if you actively do something, or if somebody who's a verified benefactor, like the executive of your will or something like that, they can step in and do something with your account. But it has to be proven, and you've got to legally provide that information to them. But basically what it means, if you do nothing, they will delete the account after a certain amount of time. Or as in the case of your contributor there, Facebook in particular will memorialize the account. And what that means is they'll just lock it down so that people can post messages on the wall, but you can't do anything else. You can't get access to the content.
So I'm prolific on Instagram. I absolutely love Instagram. Does that mean that the photos that I put onto Instagram are not mine?
Again, it's a grey area, but the fact is that you've got no right to get them back if you put them there. I always say to people, although it's a grey area, assume that they're not yours, and therefore either keep a backup or regularly download your stuff, because one of the things is that some of these networks, you never know if they're going to last. And there have been cases in the past of networks that just closed down and everybody lost all their content. So I mean, you always got to be aware that that might happen.
You've mentioned the term grey area a number of times here. Are there any plans to ungrey it?
There aren't any firm plans that I'm aware of. I mean, what you can do is, with Facebook and Twitter in particular, after your death, your executor can write to them. And if they prove they are a bona fide executor, then Facebook and Twitter will give them access to the account to download the material. And then after it's downloaded, then they will delete the account. But, it's all a very much a legal process. The thing to do, I think, is people need to be making digital wills. And part of what happens with the digital will is that you need to include your passwords in that so people can access your accounts. But even that's not straightforward, because if you access the account of somebody who's deceased, and you might be breaching the terms and conditions, because if you what they call impersonate that person, then you breach the terms and conditions and they'll delete the account straight away.
John, thank you very much indeed. Social media consultant John Popham.